Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So welcome back to another beautiful Monday morning brunch. We are here with a live studio audience, the best people in the entire world in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And we just recorded Air Force One. And what we did was we're going to create a best of Harrison Ford movie bracket. We're not talking Harrison Ford characters. We're not talking Harrison Ford acting chops. We're talking movies with Harrison Ford in it. And so what I did, I took Meta scores, I took IMDb scores,
yes.
I took critic scores, I took fan scores, and I made them all out to an average, and we came up with a seeding of 1 through 16. Okay. Based on those scores, number one being Empire Strikes Back.
Holy shit, I forgot about Apocalypse Now. Oh my God.
Number two being A New Hope. Number three being Apocalypse Now. Number four, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Number five, The Fugitive.
We've covered
number
that.
Number six, the original Blade Runner, wow. Early favorite. Number seven, Return of the Jedi. Number eight, that is Temple of the Doom. Is
no.
it? No, that's Last Crusade.
Last Crusade.
That's Last Crusade?
Come on, Mike.
Shit, come on. Number nine, Blade Runner 2049. Number 10, American Graffiti. Number 11, Temple of the Doom.
There it is.
12, Clear and Present Danger. 13, Patriot Games. 14, Air Force One.
Let's go.
15, that is the
Crystal Skull.
Thank you very much. 16, 6 days, seven nights.
Whew.
These are based on critics and fan scores. So here's what we got going on for you. We need your help. We got a mic down there. We are going to decide one by one because it's the only way to determine what movie shall win. Here we go. All right, number one.
Cool background.
You yeah, like that's it? Nice.
Platinum Who knows what's Dunes. Going on here? Who knows what's going on here, guys? Looks like it crashed on me anyway.
Crashed on you, all
Why
right.
Why don't you talk about your favorite Harrison Ford movies?
Listen, I don't know
I could
how,
do that.
I don't know how Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is on there at all. Like, it sounds like they got all of us. You know what I'm saying? There's like, yeah, you're going to see another Indiana Jones movie with Harrison Ford. Yeah, you're going to.
And, you know what we haven't tried yet? Aliens.
Aliens.
Fuck it.
Let's get him in there.
Let's do something like that. Let's do a Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
I bet he'd care about that.
All right.
Everyone would.
Matchup number one, we have Empire Strikes Back versus 6 days and seven nights.
How easy is this?
I want to go on record as saying we own 6 days and seven nights on VHS, and we watched it quite a bit. Kind of a fun adventure, Anne Hesh. Kind of a fun time.
It's kind of, I like it.
If you have to justify it with, that's kind of a fun adventure.
I gotta be honest, I like it.
Does anybody want to say? Does anybody want to state their opinion on this?
It's 100% Empire.
Moving along.
I think it's Empire.
Our second matchup, Blade Runner 2049 versus Last Crusade.
Ooh.
Any thoughts?
Am I starting
on
this?
Feel free to grab a microphone if you feel opinionated upon it.
Yeah. If you guys have your opinion, this is your microphone right here. I can hear you, but okay.
Yes, hi. Hello.
Lauren.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hi.
Can hear you.
Yes. So, for me, Last Crusade, just like many of the last of the trilogies that Harrison Ford is famous for, is my favorite because, we don't count Crystal Skull and we don't count the most recent Indiana Jones. Those don't count. So, Last Crusade buttons up that trilogy so nicely. You've got your origin story of where Indiana came from.
Okay.
You know, you've got
Anybody?
Indiana was wonderful. The dog, right? Like you've got young Indiana. You got River Phoenix. I mean, come on.
Forgot about that.
It is a beautiful piece of filmmaking, and I really feel like it buttons up that trilogy really nicely. And we're not gonna play about those newer ones.
But time out. Yeah. Two words. Ryan Gosling.
Ooh.
What?
I mean,
who are you people?
Sean Connery. Right. Sean.
If you want Ryan Gosling, watch The Notebook.
I will.
Crazy Stupid Love. Hello.
Come on now. Nice guys.
Okay, so far we're feeling pretty confident about Last Crusade here. Anybody? Right.
Is there
anybody feel strongly about 2049?
Let me make a case on 2049. Right. AJ and I saw that together and it was a really nice time.
Responding.
Let's go, bro. Let's go. It is like Denis Villeneuve is doing the Dune movies. It's a great movie. I like that movie a lot. But Harrison Ford is kind of a fan service for Denis Villeneuve, which is kind of shocking.
Okay.
And I kind of think that's what that movie is with Harrison Ford in it. It's more of a Ryan Gosling film than it is a Harrison Ford. So I'm going Last Crusade.
I'll make this short and sweet. Give me Blade Runner with a... Sans 30 minutes, and you probably have a winner there, but I'm going to go Last Crusade.
All right. Last Crusade moves on. We are moving on to Raiders of the Lost Ark versus Clear and Present Danger. This first round might be a bit of a breeze.
Whose turn is it? I don't even know. It's
it
chaos.
Doesn't even matter. Actually, what I'm asking is, does anyone have a valid argument for Clear and Present Danger? All right.
Raiders all the way, baby.
Let's go.
One of the greatest movies ever made, period. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. That was Patriot Games. I don't read too good, so it was Patriot Games that it was up against. It doesn't matter, does it? Okay.
That changes things.
Whoa.
Hey-o.
Okay, the next matchup, Clear and Present Danger versus The Fugitive. Anybody have a valid argument for Clear and Present Danger?
I can't remember a single frame from Clear and Present Danger.
I remember it.
Oh, that's going to
be... So are you saying that it's not clear and present to you at this point?
Not at all. Not a lot of things are, and definitely not that movie.
Low-hanging fruit. Sorry for that.
All right, we're moving on to some tough stuff here.
I think you're killing it.
Thanks, man.
The number 2 seed, A New Hope versus Someone Help Me.
That is a Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, anybody got it? Anybody got a Crystal Skull? Anybody want to talk about it on a microphone?
Harrison Ford has created two of the most iconic characters in any person in this room's nostalgia. And no matter what, it is definitely
this
a new
first
hope.
Round's a bit of a breeze, but just wait till you get to the second round. Yeah. The second matchup of this side of the bracket, Return of the Jedi versus American Graffiti. Now,
wow.
I'm in this. Anybody want to step up to the microphone? Let's hear this.
Jarrett Layoff. Jarrett's coming up.
Jarrett Layoff, ladies
and
gentlemen.
This guy is trying to come in and say that American Graffiti is better than Return of the Fucking
Whoa. Let's hear your argument, Jarrett.
Okay. So we're talking... Essentially, you're talking Empire versus Jedi. Harrison Ford comes in with a big swinging dick in fucking Empire Strikes Back. Even though it's cold as hell, he comes in with that.
It is Return of the Jedi we're talking about here.
He did nothing but almost murder somebody in American Graffiti.
Great
That's
point.
All I'm saying.
Great point.
I will go on record. You know that I'm a fan of American Graffiti.
You love that.
All right, Mike, vote.
But it wasn't his
and
movie.
And my vote is we've already got some Star Wars movies that are going to beat out Return of the Jedi. So I want to throw American Graffiti in there. That's my vote.
I don't know. He wasn't in it enough in American Graffiti for me. He almost killed somebody that's in
it. I have to say.
Starling.
Starling needs to come
Starling.
Up real quick.
What do you got, Starling?
I'm not going to make any fans with what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh. Okay. Bring it, Daddy.
Big fan of the pod, but I'm going to say this. This whole list is bullshit. Because, first of all, where's Sabrina? And where's Working Girl? So, therefore, American fucking Graffiti right here. How dare you not have Working Girl this week?
That is the critics and the fans' fault, my friend.
Boom.
Hey, Mike, I have to kind of side with you on this. I really think that he created an everlasting character of a movie that is more of a hangout movie, and this is kind of my lane, I guess. I love hangout movies like this. He created a character that Matthew McConaughey would pretty much mimic in Days of Confusion.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
I'm going American Graffiti on this.
I think that's
pretty darn valid. I mean, who there's only one person who could come into that world and think to top John Milner, you know, in that car race. And Harrison Ford with the cowboy hat's pretty damn, you know, convincing. So my vote doesn't matter at this point. Just for, you know, safety's sake, I will go, you know, Star Wars.
Return is one of the funnest of the trilogy.
Don't worry, it won't win the next round. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Apocalypse Now versus Air Force One.
Ooh.
If you're talking about Harrison Ford, it's definitely Air Force.
We're talking about the movie itself.
Yes.
The movie itself or Harrison Ford?
The movie itself.
Ooh. Steven's up to the mic.
I actually didn't know that Harrison Ford was in Apocalypse Now. I only watched the intro scene.
Where
Sheen's getting all crazy. I just wanted to make this joke. Air Force One is Harrison Ford's second biggest airplane hit besides the one that he crashed into the ground.
Oh, wow.
That's great, kid. Don't get cocky.
But I'm going to have to give it to Air Force One on this one because, again, I did not realize he was in he's in Apocalypse Now?
He's towards the beginning.
Is he?
He's like briefing Sheen's character in the beginning.
Did not know that.
At like a dinner.
So I did not know
so
that.
So we disqualify.
He's a pacifist. I didn't know that.
We're disqualifying Apocalypse Now is what we're deciding.
I think so. I mean,
Air Force One deserves
second biggest airplane hit. For sure.
Arguably, in my opinion, Apocalypse Now is the best movie on this bracket.
Yes.
But not Harrison Ford.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
It says the scratch discs are full, so
we're going to move this over here.
Guys, we've already done what we've came here to do. This is fun, okay?
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time. All right, the final matchup of the first round, Temple of the Doom versus the original Blade Runner. This is tough. I feel like we got a big problem here. I need one Temple of the Doom supporter right now on the microphone.
AJ, you go ahead.
Right. You want one Temple of the Doom?
I mean, you got monkey brains in Temple of Doom. Yes. I mean, I am more afraid that I will end up at a dinner party where they're going to serve me monkey brains than I ever thought would be. I thought that's a bigger deal in my life than I thought it would be.
I thought monkey brains would be a bigger deal in my life.
You can't pander.
All right.
I will see your Kalima and your pandering of monkey brains being a bigger problem in your life than what you thought. And I will raise you. Indy!
We are going to die.
We are going to die. and that's it. And
all right, I need all right. Here we go.
Here, your next airplane hijack movie has to be executive decision.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then Temple of Doom has the best sidekick ever. Shorty.
Ki Huy Quan.
Academy Award winner.
Academy Award winner, Ki Huy Quan.
All right, I
heard a lot of people yelling about Blade Runner. Does anyone have a Blade Runner argument on this?
All right, you guys are majority of Temple of Doom.
Uh-oh.
Do I see thumbs down?
I've never seen this man
Camden.
Before. Who is this man?
This is Camden Griffith.
Hi, my name is Camden Griffith.
Give us a scream. Like, give us a...
Yeah, I chopped a lot of it off. I'm not going to yell into the microphone.
Please. Oh.
Blade Runner, within the first 5 minutes, established a better world with an interview scene than any movie I have ever seen in my life. I've never been transported so quickly outside of a weird hero action American thing of Indiana Jones just being cool history guy with a whip.
Yeah.
Blade Runner took me to a different planet in 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then it continued the trend for the rest of the film.
Okay. Why are you looking at me during all this? Sorry. Why are you looking at me during all this?
I'm so deaf. What?
Mostly because I wasn't.
Why are you looking at him through all this?
You just have the computer in front of you, so I feel like you're the most important.
I do have the most control right here.
Okay, so listen. All right. I'm going to say this. Temple of the Doom.
Right.
Is a better Steven Spielberg horror movie than it is a Harrison Ford movie. I think Blade Runner is a better Harrison Ford movie than it is. Than it is just a regular. Than it is Steven Spielberg attempting to do a horror movie, which I love. I love Temple of the Doom. I kind of agree with Camden that Blade Runner kind of takes the originality away from Indiana Jones.
If it comes down to us, I mean, I think it's Temple of the Doom. So AJ, what do you think?
The suspense is killing me. I hope it lasts. It's Blade Runner.
All right, now things get a lot tougher, my friends.
Let's go.
We have Empire Strikes Back, the number one seed, versus The Last Crusade.
Here comes Jarrett.
We named a dog Indiana.
Oh shit. I love the quote battle. The quote battle is great.
Okay.
Listen, I'll go on record as saying Last Crusade is a very good movie, but it's not my favorite Indiana movie. But I will go on record as saying Empire Strikes Back is my favorite Star Wars movie.
No.
Can I be the guy with the microphone for once, please?
No. You have two million downloads. You've had the microphone long enough. Okay?
Correct.
First of all, Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie.
Whoa.
Ever. Wow.
Okay.
And also, River Phoenix is in Last Crusade, his last movie. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was his last role? All right, that's a great point.
He's our friend Hillary.
I have a bold statement to make.
Bold statement.
I've never seen either of those movies.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But, however, if I think of Harrison Ford, I think of Han Solo. I don't think of Indiana Jones.
Whoa.
So that's where I'm going to leave
okay.
it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Which one was he hotter in?
Well, Indiana Jones, it's really hot in the desert.
It's true, man. He's very hot. Man.
I would rather have a whip than a beam of light. So
whoa!
I'm going to go with that.
Han Solo wielded a blaster.
I would rather have a beam of light than a whip. Come on, baby. You need to burn stuff, baby. Come on.
This is getting violent.
This is the best.
Answer the question. I would rather dress like Indiana Jones. No, sorry. I'd rather dress like Han Solo. Indiana Jones is hotter.
Han Solo has his own pumpkin spice season. It's fine.
Yeah, Han Solo has his own pumpkin spice season. What does Lauren, Indiana Jones have?
Lauren, if you will.
I'm
Lauren.
Sorry. The whole dialogue, I love you, I know. Empire wins.
Right okay. There.
I love you, I know.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
God.
James?
Timothy.
All right. So I really got to use the bathroom, but I wanted to be here for this battle.
So do we. So do we.
I really did. Last Crusade is one of my favorite movies of all time, right? So yep. the chemistry between Harrison Ford
true.
And John Connery
true.
Is crazy. When you get to that whole final scene where he's trying to get to the Grail, only the penitent man will pass. I mean, come on. And then as a kid, just getting frightened to death when you see that man turn to dust, you know, drinking from the cup. It's got to be Last Crusade.
Man.
Okay. AJ, please take this.
You want me to start this?
I think you should. I know you're a fan of Last Crusade.
You have both of... These are both my favorite movies of each trilogy. So, man, that being said, I will make this difficult decision. And I have to think about what lives with me, like, in my brain a little bit deeper than the other. And that is Last Crusade.
Wow.
I know.
I kind of already told you what mine was.
You did?
So I think it's on you now. I'm Empire Strikes Back, for sure. So let's see what Sean's got.
I sit here in... with new shoes. I know I'm going to be crucified for this. Empire Strikes Back is one of the most entertaining movies of all fucking time. It's Empire Strikes Back.
Oh! Wow. My computer's full of a lot of stuff right now. So everybody knows it's Empire Strikes Back, right?
Yep.
You can't move that one there.
I don't even. Hey, let's empty our trash real quick. How about that?
Empty the trash.
Help?
We can banter a bit.
I respect your decision, Sean. I respect it. I don't like it, but
yep.
I respect it. I hope you all feel the same way.
And it is probably way more my fault because Last Crusade is the one that I've seen the least.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, okay. Next matchup, Raiders of the Lost Ark versus The Fugitive.
I just needed to say this. As we're moving on, I think it's only right to say this to Sean in accordance with the last bracket match. You chose... poorly.
I'm sorry, Master. We have done The Fugitive. We've done Raiders.
Oh, wow.
Want to know what has a higher rating?
Yes, I do.
How about that?
We could literally have this one
How
in
about that?
Lockdown.
Do you got it?
Just give me one second. You remember my scratch disc is full. Raiders of the Lost Ark, 8.54.
Wow.
The Fugitive, 7.87. I love The Fugitive.
I do,
but
too.
It's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The Fugitive is one of the best thrillers of all time. Like, yeah, I will take The Fugitive over Air Force One every single day.
Every day.
Had they met...
Carl's
yeah.
got something.
All right. I hate that I'm going to reference this show so poorly. In The Big Bang, they talk about Raiders.
Young Sheldon?
Serves no purpose. Indiana Jones does nothing in this movie.
It's very
true. It would end up being the same fucking movie no matter what.
I understand.
There's no pot. Fugitive.
But also
I respect it.
But also Harrison Ford didn't kill his wife.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's...
No, hang on.
Sorry, sir.
So I did want to bring this up. I was listening to this episode the other day, and you guys were talking about the love interest going on and the age difference between Hay...
It was a bit scary.
A bit scary. I know it's 1923 and whatever.
It's a different time.
But when you go, oh, I'm a young 25-year-old PhD student, and you go... You know what you were doing, Indy. I was only a child. And you go,
Are we going to gloss over that?
So you're 16, 15? Like, is he a good guy? I don't know.
Do we like the movie?
It's aggressive. I just wanted to bring that up.
I know. I appreciate
valid
you
point.
Bringing that up.
You're right. You're
valid
right.
Point. Holy you're shit, right. We have three more people.
All right. I want to make
stacking.
A
Starling's
point.
Got his hands together.
If you don't mind, a really quick point. Everybody between the age of 50 and 20 knows who Indiana Jones is. Nobody knows anything about the fucking fugitive. So how about that? Indiana Jones goes ahead because everybody knows.
His name is John Kimble. Detective John Kimble.
His name is John Kimble.
But my wife is also 40, so she's old. So how about that? So, but I my 10-year-old kid knows who Indiana Jones is.
All right.
Is. So Indiana gets his place.
Okay.
That's wrong.
Starling, what do you
fair,
got?
Fair.
Richard, thank you guys.
Dick Kimble, well, thank you.
I'm not old, and I know who the fugitive is.
Thank you.
And he was a man who fought for his innocence, and he fought to find out who the fucking killer was for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Respect.
And in that movie, you needed Harrison Ford to drive that movie because everyone who was old already knew how that shit ended, and he carried that story along, and it is actually probably the third most watched movie of all Harrison Ford movies I've ever seen after Sabrina and Working Girl!
Starling, I actually just looked at my phone. Starling removed his executive producer.
Oh, shit.
He's out. Starling's like, fuck you guys.
He's not just flying out of Iowa. He's flying out of our hearts. He is done.
Listen. Raiders is better than The Fugitive. But.
I feel that.
Harrison Ford with a beard. What?
Pretty good.
Fucking fox, dude.
Yeah.
Like a silver fucking. He rocked it.
Man rocket.
Baby. He's a man rocket.
I vote Raiders.
All right, one more, and then we got to vote on this one.
So I was going to say Harrison Ford is very attractive with the beard. Mm. It's amazing. Also, Witness should be up here. Yes. Harrison Ford,
I agree with you.
Is like the hottest thing in the world. However,
take note.
The Fugitive is actually Tommy Lee Jones' movie.
Yep, okay.
Good,
whoa.
But I'm sorry.
Wow.
Interesting.
Tommy Lee Jones steals The Fugitive. So, Indy, all the way.
So much conversation about a movie we've already determined based on our votes. Andrea?
I'm not tall. I got to point this down a little bit. Why isn't What Lies Beneath on this list?
Guys, as you know, my wife is
that is What Lies Beneath.
My brain. I did a very piss poor job on this, and I realized it after the fact, but I already made the slides.
We are playing the game that's in front of us.
Turns into a villain.
Oh, yeah.
By a boat.
Oh, I know.
Why the fuck isn't this on here?
I think I just kind of went, I don't know what that is.
We're talking about this.
The slides later. Look really good.
You about the Grumpy Old Men episode. We are fighting in the parking lot later.
Find me outside. Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside, girl.
All right, one more. We got to vote on this one.
Listen, I'm tall and I have to move up the mic a little bit.
Get it, girl.
Sorry. But, like, we all know Indiana Jones, right?
You right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Harrison Ford in The Fugitive?
Richard Kimble.
It's not John. It's
Richard
we
Kimble.
We all know Indiana Jones.
All right. Dr. Dick.
Richard, whatever his name is.
But you are correct.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger's brother from Kindergarten Cop. We know this.
It's time.
Not only one of the best directed movies of all time, but one of the best movies made of all time. It is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders.
Raiders.
All right.
We did
it. A New Hope versus American Graffiti.
Nope.
It's a new hope for me. It's a new hope.
I think we can let this one go, right,
guys? I wanted to let American Graffiti get in there. Oh, somebody's got an American Graffiti. No.
Doesn't want American Graffiti.
Oh, you don't want it. All right. Are we moving it on?
A new hope it is.
Air Force One versus Blade Runner. Air Force One had its day. We gave it a nice little procession into the second round. We said, ha, 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 it's so cute that we were talking about that movie today.
Yeah.
None of us gave it above a 7.
Correct.
What would we give Blade Runner, I wonder? I wonder if you have even seen it, you two.
We got movement.
It's definitely Blade Runner for me.
Uh-oh. He's correct. He wants to do drinks.
Definitely. I have a little confused breakfast drink for you.
Oh.
Oh, is that right?
Is that the single malt?
This is the single malt.
Ethan, are you defending Blade Runner? Okay, come on up after this.
I just want to say that I have seen Blade Runner. I have not seen Air Force One. Point ended.
Oh, God, that's good.
Peter Fitz.
You are at a Confused Breakfast Air Force One live show.
I think Blade Runner did a lot for near future sci-fi movies from the 80s. I think they really nailed it with what 2019 would look like.
You bet.
In the 80s.
A lot of robots.
What 2019 will look like. We haven't gotten there yet.
It has looked like that. They had mega buildings. They had synthetic people. They had sci-fi. They had flying cars. We all know that they exist. Sci-fi. Yeah. I've never seen a more realistic... more realistic portrayal of the future than Blade Runner, and it's a good movie.
And my name's Ethan.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Another case
simple
cracked.
Point.
As long as it's not Halloween, I agree with you.
Thank you. Spect.
Spect. Here you go. You broke it.
I don't know why you handed me the mic, but I'm just gonna put it back a little bit. No, I just wanted the opposite opinion. I've seen Air Force One way more than I've seen Blade Runner. I love both these movies. But come on.
Okay.
We get one line in this movie. Ready?
Get off my plane.
Ooh.
Come on, that beats everything.
It
come
does.
On, that's the best line in every movie. Saying,
you're a replica.
You're a replica.
All right, AJ.
Love that.
Are we in agreement here?
I think so.
We've heard the debates, you know,
yes.
Like
yeah.
We gave Air Force One a pretty bad score. I was the lowest, so I'm Blade Runner. Blade Runner.
BR. I'm sorry.
Final four is set for the greatest Harrison Ford movie of all time. We got to go to matchup number one, Empire Strikes Back versus Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Holy shit.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is historical, and it's actually true.
I'm going to go ahead and say this again. I'd rather have a whip than a lightsaber. Thank you.
Your argument has already been heard and put into things, though.
I'm just going to go on record and say I didn't like either. Ooh. But I hate... the Indiana Jones fan base less.
Whoa.
Less.
So,
valid point. Valid point.
I'm going to go Raiders.
Raiders? We've got, I think that's two votes for Raiders. I
less
believe.
Vocal, I guess. The indie fandom is less vocal. So
I'm not trying to bogart anything, but...
you may.
There is one line from both of these, and it is... I love you. I know.
That's it.
There goes Jarrett.
Well, so in Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones is battling Nazis.
Yes.
Does anybody want to go against somebody who battles Nazis? I'm just saying, Nazis are like the worst.
It's actually scarier than...
They're pretty fucking bad. I mean, he beats the Nazis.
Nazis suck.
I'm not going to make an argument for... This is not an argument for or against anything.
Okay, you be careful.
I do feel like, however, I do feel like the Empire is basically space Nazis.
Yes, 100%.
But what are you more scared of, real Nazis or space Nazis? Ooh.
That's fair. That's fair. But I will go with what Mike just said, and they were real actual Nazis, okay. Not like figurative space Nazis. Just saying.
You can humanize a stormtrooper. You can't humanize a Nazi, guys. Let's be real.
I'll go with this one, though. So, you know, 4 or 5, the future movies coming through. Harrison Ford wanted to get killed off in Star Wars. He still wants to make Indiana Jones movies.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, he believes in the Indiana franchise more
than
Star Wars.
Maybe he should have stuck with the Star Wars.
Oh, Carl, good to see you.
Good to see you. Okay, so this is hypothetical. If I was married, my wife would enjoy a whip more in bed than a lightsaber.
Wow. Wow.
It only works if you're married, not if you're dating.
Ah.
Okay, well, I believe it's your turn to potentially put this on me, so we're going to start with AJ. We'll see what Sean's decision is. AJ's got to start.
You got Empire, and I said that Empire was my favorite of that trilogy.
Yes, you did.
You also have Raiders, which is the start of an iconic trilogy.
Yes.
Thank you for acknowledging my factoids.
Yes.
Oh, the whip and the pistol. Guys, this is a really freaking hard. I'm so sorry.
Science, social studies
can be tough. You really do. You've got science and you've got social studies. This is insane. God damn it. All right, let's do it. Let's go. Gut reaction, go. Empire.
Oh! That moves it to me?
Yeah, and this is where I love to play the game, Sean, but you're too much of a movie buff to throw it onto me. You want full control over this, and I know you do.
I mean, I just know what we got coming up. Like I said, I'm going nerddom here. I broke it down in the Raiders episode. I think it's an incredibly directed movie. I also think Empire is an incredibly directed movie. But Raiders is better.
Oh, so you are throwing it on me.
Wow.
I like to think, what movie would I choose to watch on my deathbed as the last thing I will ever see? My family has kissed me goodbye, and I have 2 hours to watch a movie before they pull the plug.
That's sad.
Why do you like to think about that?
Whatever. I think about it every night. When I'm in peace and quiet in my room going, kids, right?
Yeah.
So I'm picking Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
But don't worry. We'll have another Star Wars battle coming up because we got A New Hope versus Blade Runner.
Wow.
How can you even compare? If you don't have A New Hope, you don't have 99% of the movies on there.
It's true.
It's A New Hope all day.
This is ridiculous. This is a ridiculous lineup right here. This is ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
I don't like Star Wars. I've never liked Star Wars. But if it's not Star Wars versus Indiana right now, this ain't a thing. Blade Runner or whatever this crap is, it's Indiana Jones versus Star Wars all day.
I'd rather have a whip than a blade.
Yeah.
That was your thing.
That's true. That's his thing.
I don't even know why I'm up here right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm agreeing with the last two people.
Uh-oh.
It's Star Wars. There's no doubt. Han Solo, best.
Anybody?
Best character.
Are we all in agreement here?
Better Nick? Than Indy.
Please, please.
I'm real tall. Sorry, I got to put this up.
Bring it.
Here, I'll just take it out so I can meander while we're talking. So,
hell yeah, dude.
I've learned tonight way too much about Mike's time in the bedroom and his preference in whips versus lightsabers.
Two times.
This gentleman in the cap, I've learned way too much about.
Whips and chains excitement.
But I think it's important that we remember what we're here for with the bracket, which is Harrison Ford movies. And Star Wars strikes me more as your Mark Hamill movie versus your Harrison Ford movie. That's not to say that it's not an incredible movie and incredibly important for sci-fi and film as a whole, but I think Blade Runner is the more Harrison Ford movie out of the two.
Okay.
Which is not a popular opinion, I'm sure, but I think it's the right one.
Okay. That's a respectful opinion.
Thank you for your time. First time, long time. Love you guys.
Love you, buddy.
I rescind the rest of my time. Thank you.
Camden, final argument.
Camden, please give me like a growl or something like that.
I'm going to pick AJ as my target this time.
Please and thank you.
If you could return to the laptop.
Bring it on.
All right, so here's the deal. My last argument for Blade Runner was that it built a world so fucking quickly that immersed you completely.
Uh-huh. Indeed.
We're talking about A New Hope here, hey, right?
You're talking to me, baby.
I did it again. You're just so cute. Fuck.
Bring it to me.
Twice, bro.
So here's the deal.
We could be three times.
If we're talking about worlds being set up, right?
Indeed.
And a good movie, it's not a Harrison Ford role, it's a good movie that inspires things. It's A New Hope, man. Like, it's the first one. It started everything. It created a revolution, so much so that Disney woke up from his cryo chamber and continued making them.
You're right.
And you're right. I will you're say, right. Personally, my favorite is Blade Runner. But A New Hope, I think, had a bigger impact on media. It changed sci-fi across the board.
Okay.
It's the Beatles, and I don't like them either.
Camden coming
like,
at us.
Okay.
That's my argument.
Uh-oh.
Peter Fitz, everybody.
Peter Fitz. Cheers.
All right. Fuck Blade Runner. First of all. All right. Harrison Ford has two iconic roles. And it is in the Star Wars universe and Indiana Jones.
So we need a final of that, is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Those are his two iconic roles.
Give people the final they've been asking for. Shall I move it? Shall I move A New Hope?
Here.
To the finals.
Let me give you a definitive answer, guys. Let me give you a definitive answer.
Yes, thank you very much.
New Hope. Okay. If you know, then you know.
Let me give you a definitive answer. I just really think we all wanted a Star Wars Indiana Jones. Those are his best roles, 100%. I, however, think Blade Runner is a better directed movie. I gotta be nerdy about it. I think that it's we wouldn't have a lot of sci-fi without Blade Runner. I go Blade Runner.
Well, I've already moved Star Wars A New Hope to the next round, so that
Fuck.
Is my answer.
It's already done.
We have for the final match the original movie of the Indiana Jones franchise versus the original movie of the Star Wars franchise, like we fucking drew it up.
Obviously.
And it is going to be, I need to hear from everybody in this room. I'm going to make a tally because we're not picking. Ready?
No. I'm not doing this.
I'm not picking.
It's up to you guys.
I need a definitive vote from everybody in this room.
All right.
You got to come to the microphone to give it.
Yep.
If you're ready, imagine it's a hot day.
Ooh.
You're overseas. You've eaten something really bad, and you're shitting yourself.
I still don't know which one this is going to be.
A lot.
A lot.
And you're like, God damn it. I have to go and shoot a fucking scene where I whip this guy with all these swords and whip him into submission. And I get to the scene and I'm like, motherfucker, I'm not doing that shit. I have a gun on my hip. What am I doing? I'm gonna shoot that guy. So I pull out my gun and I shoot the sword guy.
Sword, the S word guy.
And he falls down, and it's one of the best scenes in cinematic history. And it saved
one vote for Raiders. There you go.
It saved a colon. Okay, it saved his colon that day. So I just say Raiders forever. Thank you.
Keep them coming.
Respect.
Respect.
I made an argument for New Hope last time because it was what it started, but Harrison Ford movies, it's got to be Raiders.
Raiders.
That is the most. That's the most.
Two for Raiders.
Movie ever.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's really talk about what's going on here.
Guys, we know that I fucked up. Okay, I know I fucked up.
And where I have the more fun in my life, I have the more fun in Star Wars World at Disney World than I do on the ride for Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So the Star, yeah, it's all, it's, no, it's always closed. And it's way, there are so many lines to get into the Star Wars World at Disney, and they've created this whole big thing because of Star Wars. Like, the, Indiana Jones is dead after the three. What? Like, sorry. So, I'm Star Wars.
Star Wars.
So we got a Star Wars.
When I was a little boy, I watched both these movies.
Oh,
and
God.
Who would I grow up to be that was more realistic? Indiana Jones. Like, it was more logical that you could be someone that would whip people
and
have a great woman in your life and learn about science and history. Indiana Jones all the way.
All right.
More realistic.
Keep them coming.
If it's not going to be Sabrina, it's going to be Indiana.
Short and sweet.
You know, I've kind of switched my side on this here. In the line, actually. You know, Star Wars is such an influential movie to all of us, I'd say. But it's motherfucking Indiana Jones. Come on. Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones.
IJ.
Hey, boys. It has to be Indiana Jones.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Because either way, you're looking at Indiana Jones in the desert. Or Indiana Jones in space. Either way, it's Indiana Jones.
If history has taught us anything.
He is the same guy.
He's the same guy. I mean, if somebody were going to pull out a lightsaber and just swirl it around, he'd pull out his blaster and just be like, I don't have time for this.
That's very
true.
I don't have time for this. It's Indiana Jones.
Okay.
This line is building.
I just told Sarling what I was going to do, and I fucking lied. I went through, and I went through so deep with it, everything that I would quote is, yeah, Chewie, where'd you find that old fossil? And I went through, but you wanted to talk about Harrison Ford movies. It's Raiders.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It is 100% Raiders.
Wow. Do we have any Star Wars supporters left at this point? I know you're still there. I got you counted on my thing.
Starling.
All the way from Los Angeles, California. Starling.
So all I'm going to say is this, is that the reason we watch movies is for passion, right? They bring out something for us. And you can have a Star Wars movie without Harrison Ford. But you cannot have an Indiana Jones.
Wow.
Damn. All right, we got our Star Wars defender right here.
So I'm a nerd, right?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking about the movie, not Harrison Ford.
We're
correct?
Talking about the movie.
The movie, not Harrison
yes.
Ford. Okay. Hey, Sean, you're my guy this time.
All right.
I had a starting point when I walked up here.
Yeah.
And I lost it.
It's harder
than
it looks.
You know that I do this. You know that I do that.
Harder than it looks.
They're both absolutely incredible. They started a borderline endless franchise. But when we're looking at a movie as a whole, if you, either of the laptop guys, could pull up the budget difference between New Hope and any Spielberg movie,
And talk about practical effects, grabbing a literal toy that somebody molded and put in front of a screen that made us feel like we were in space, or a fun light trick that was done with odd CG or maybe actual mirrors, who knows? I think there were a lot more leaps in filmmaking done in New Hope than there were in the Indiana Jones. That's really, like, it took a lot more steps with, like, their pocket change at the time to get to the point that they got to.
Interesting.
So that's the argument I'm making.
Star Wars.
Okay.
I'm just going to say this, and it really doesn't have anything to do with Harrison Ford, but in Indiana Jones, there's really not incest from a brother kissing his sister.
Uh-oh.
Wow. We're not into that? We're not into that? That's not the thing.
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to follow up with that.
Are you going on record by saying you've never seen either of these movies?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I still have not seen either of these movies. But I will just say I was slightly influenced to say Indiana Jones, but I'm going to stay with Star Wars. Just because of the cultural impact that Star Wars has had, I feel like it's greater than Indiana Jones.
There you go. All right. We have three more voters, and then it's done.
All right. There's nothing sexier than a man in a fedora that carries a whip over a fucking lightsaber. Yeah!
So you're a big fan of Chip and Dale.
Got a lifetime subscription.
Star Wars is one of my favorite franchises. The original trilogy is one of my favorite trilogies ever made. Absolutely. However, for a Harrison Ford movie, it has to be Indiana Jones. It has to be. He even wanted out of Star Wars.
Yep. Okay. That's a great point.
Oh. Yeah.
That's it.
It says...
Last one.
Last
one. I'll make it worth it. So, we've lost the plot here. It's not a bracket about movie importance or impacts in the industry, etc. It's a Harrison Ford movie bracket. What's the best Harrison Ford movie?
Yes.
That's not even the best Star Wars movie on this
list. Whoa.
Yes.
He's right.
It's gotta be Raiders.
Okay, let me say this.
Grow up.
I feel personally attacked in this whole thing.
Let me say this. Harrison Ford did A New Hope. Then he did Heroes, Force 10 from Navarone, the Star Wars Holiday Special. The story of a faithful Wookiee. Hanover Street. Then he did Apocalypse Now as, you know, his art project.
One of his most
friends.
Important roles.
He did
of course.
The Frisco Kid after that. More American Graffiti, which is the sequel. And then he did Empire. And then he did Raiders. Raiders made this man a movie star. 100%.
It's score is 11-3. Raiders of the Lost Ark is our winner.
Here we are. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Hey, we love you guys so much. We are going to close this place down. They are going to kick us out, but let's find a place to go and hang out after this. We love you
so damn much.
We're not worthy. Thank you so
much. Please be safe tonight. We love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you guys so much.
I sat here for 3 hours and a half to pee.
If we don't see you after this, please drive safe and get home safe. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Elmetson.
And we are the hosts of your new favorite show, The Psychologist RN. Each week, we go episode by episode talking about our favorite moments from psych, sharing behind-the-scenes stories, incredible memories, and even have drop-ins from our best friends and fellow cast and crew. If this sounds up your alley, listen to The Psychologist RN on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.